I would like us to confirm that with them.
Okay. How can they get a hold of you? Give me your number and I'll have them call you.
846.
Okay.
8298.
8298. Thank you.
Thank you.
My only other question was going to be, if I may, Chairman, was going to be for Mr. Doran Camp. When we cut a purchase order, because we're going to be cutting two, one to ACS and the other one to Service Electric Plus, on those particular purchase orders, we should have the purchase order terms and conditions by which the county does business. Am I overstating that, Mr. Doran Camp?
When you're talking about the conditions, you mean that half to both of those companies so they can order supplies?
That is correct. And also the conditions, you know, like the liability, the insurance, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we can make that a part of the purchase order.
Yeah, without having to get into the weeds, I'll defer that to you and to council to complete the detail, but I would agree that this is a good bid.
And if I can add to the comments here, we also, if we consider our 5% preference points for local vendors, then Royal Electric is a higher bid than what ACS and Service Plus's combined is.
Okay, then that's a good point to know.
Okay, so I understand this correctly, the ACS and Service Plus Electric is a combined total of $31,475.
That is correct.
Okay. And one other question I have for Mr. Dorenkamp, we have funds secured for this, correct?
That is correct. It's the 1A excess funds.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or concerns before we entertain a motion? Okay, then I would entertain a motion at this time.
I'd like to make a motion and consideration for the coordinator storage request going to ACS and the Service Electric Plus.
For a combined total of $31,745, correct?
Thank you.
$475.
Thank you.
$475. All right. I second that.
Is that it?
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. One question. Mr. Berker, how soon can they get started? I know we're in a crunch time. Have they indicated that to you?
No, I didn't ask them that question. My question to you guys is, do I notify them or do you notify them? Then we can go from there on start time.
My opinion, Junie, why don't you work with them? You're going to be the one overseeing that project and working directly with them. So go ahead and contact them. And then also make sure they send all their liability, work comp, et cetera, insurances to us. And that
okay.
It also includes us as covered.
I've got that in my notes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. The last page on your packet to Topar for $375. That's a ramp for the new truck for the COTS to load. It's going to be a drop-down ramp. He's going to fix it with a receptacle as you drop down to load the COTS in. I looked at one yesterday in Pueblo on an autopsy, and they're charging $1,000 for them. I had the same basic idea in my head, so I confirmed it yesterday. I looked at their truck, how they're doing it, and it's the same thing for $375.
Okay. I think, Mr. Berker, you can put that into a request to our office through your budget. And we can get it done that way. I don't, since it's such a minor amount of $375, I don't think we need to do a an action item on it, I think we can just do it through your purchase order.
Okay, PO. Okay.
Yeah, through PO, yeah.
All right, well, we'll do that. I think that's all I have for now. I need a roof, but we'll talk about that later, I guess.
Okay, Mr. Verker, thank you very much. Everybody, thank you, and have a great day.
Guys, thank you.
At this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.